Meanwhile, one other note in the NFL, it's important because the Chiefs quickly do have to turn the page after a Sunday night game. They're going to be out in L.A. on Sunday to take on the Chargers. And going into the game, we knew that there was a chance Justin Herbert would not play, and it could have been Taylor Heinicke or Easton Stick because of a high ankle sprain to go with the plantar fasciitis he was already dealing with during training camp. We're like, maybe they're not going to play him. They chose to play him. And unfortunately, he re-aggravated or just continued to have the same issue with a high ankle sprain. And so he's probably going to be questionable for this game at best on Sunday. And that's why the Chiefs are like 8.5-point favorites already for this game.
He left in a boot. So as much as I would give Harbaugh credit, because I do think that the Chargers had like adopted the Harbaugh mentality, man. They were running the ball. They were playing physical defense. They were getting wins because of it. This was old tough guy football nonsense, and it's going to cost them not one, but two football games instead. This was coaching malpractice. They knew going into the game that they were going to let Justin Herbert talk his way onto the field, even though he had a high ankle sprain. This is not the playoffs. This is not Mahomes' high ankle sprain a year ago, 2 years ago. It's not the playoffs. It's not the wild card round. He doesn't have to force it or play through it. And instead he did, and not just did, against the number one defense in the NFL and TJ Watt. I'm sorry, but how the hell did you think that was going to go? You thought he was just going to stay upright and never get hurt against the number one defensive line in the league? It's coaching malpractice. So now Justin Herbert's hurt, and it's a pretty good chance the Chiefs are going to get Taylor Heinicke on Sunday, I think. He left in a boot. You think he's playing Sunday?
Well, I think it's unlikely at this point. It's, you know, as we know, though, it's amazing what they can do during a week when you have training staff and doctors 24/7 basically able to get you right for that game on Sunday. So I don't think you can say he's for sure out, but it seems unlikely as we sit on a Monday based off of how that went down. They didn't rule him out of the game ever. It was weird. Like, he was always listed as questionable during the game. They never actually said he was officially out. They just continue to roll with Taylor Heinicke. But that's a huge blow for obvious reasons. If, in fact, the Chiefs don't have to take on Justin Herbert, it's already a Chargers team that I wasn't sold on to begin with. And now they lost to Pittsburgh, and now maybe they come back down to earth and lose a couple in a row, and everybody can calm down with Harbaugh coach of the year stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's bad.
That,
it's,
by the way, is going to belong to Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota.
You think? The 3-0 Minnesota Vikings took down.
Sam Darnold, he's going to get himself another job after this season.
Yeah, he is. Because they already drafted J.J. McCarthy. Even they weren't even like full believers in Sam Darnold because they drafted a quarterback.
There was always a chance that Darnold was going to start week one or two or something like that and then transition to McCarthy. But as we know, once McCarthy went down in preseason, it was Sam Darnold's team. And to his credit, he's looked great.
He has.
And they beat up on the Texans. That was not a competitive game. They were throughout. They beat up on C.J. Stroud. He made some mistakes early on. We'll talk more rest of the AFC throughout the week.
Yeah, it probably will be O'Connell. But I had said, and this was not a hindsight. Going into the game, you can beat Pittsburgh with Taylor Heinicke. Because Pittsburgh's only going to put like 17 on you, 20 on you. They're not world beaters offensively. They're not going to bury you. You can play some gross, grinded-out football game and actually beat Pittsburgh if you're the Chargers. But knowing that the team who has won the division for nine straight, is it nine straight, eight straight?
Whatever. Eight, I think we're up to eight. Straight, I know, it's hard to keep track. I understand.
There's just so many numbers for the Chiefs. I just get confused on them. How many straight AFC title games in it? How many Super Bowls in it?
Let's do this.
It's a racist, and we'll put it over there.
We have a whiteboard in the corner of the room. It still has our weight loss challenge competition from 2 or 3 years ago. I think we clean the whiteboard, and we write any notable, you know, basically any accolade and notable streak that is currently alive for the Chiefs. Let's just put it up there for reference for everybody and simplify. It's getting really confusing, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of them. How many Super Bowls in how many years?
Really,
how many
tough
straight AFC title games? How many straight AFC West titles? But the point is, for as many consecutive AFC West titles as they have won, and you've got them in your building in the early part of the season where you're having success, why would you risk it? Why would you risk Justin Herbert in that moment? And again, if it's the Panthers, maybe don't risk it at all, but against that defensive line, no, don't send your man out for the slaughter. And I wouldn't want the Chiefs doing that either. If it were a divisional game the following week and they were taking on the identical team, they take on the Steelers, right? They take on the Steelers on Christmas Day.
They do.
Let's say the following week, I don't remember who they have, but let's, I don't remember their
that'd be in the middle of a 10 game stretch or three games in 11 day stretch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the game before, right? It's like, the game after they got the Chargers again, don't play them on Christmas Day. Carson Wentz, welcome to the game. And if he has an ankle sprain, why would you risk it? Like, I understand, and you have nothing on the line in week three. You're not fighting for the division yet. You're not fighting for the playoffs. You're not fighting for seeding. Nothing. It's week 3. Risk it for 1 week and keep your guy healthy.